Fargo, the new virtual assistant from Wells Fargo, makes banking faster and easier. Like this.
Fargo, what's my checking account routing number?
And this.
Fargo, turn off my debit card.
And this.
Fargo, what did I spend on groceries last month?
And that's just the beginning. Do you Fargo? You can. In the Wells Fargo mobile app. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/getFargo.
Terms and conditions apply. Your mobile carrier's availability and message and data rates may apply. Wells Fargo Bank NA, member FDIC.
You know the thing about your voice? You never know when morning voice is going to hit you.
This is real.
Like, listen, I try every day to sound pretty good. But, like, it's like a sleep ratio issue.
Mm.
Like, if I get enough sleep, I know my voice is going to be strong.
Yeah.
But if I don't get my... Guys, I need beauty sleep.
Mm.
If I don't get my hours, I'm just telling you, I sound like... Right now, I sound like a frog.
It is a little raspy,
I was
going to
say, it's not the norm.
It's not the norm. It's like a deeper register. It's like, whoa, did he just get back from Vegas? Like... It's definitely not sick, because you know when people are sick, you hear that, you're like, oh, pow.
It's more nasally.
Yeah, you're like, oh, but like when you're just like, you didn't sleep, it's like, oh, buddy, you're just mismanaging now.
Yeah, maybe we should address where we are.
You know, we're at our house right now. This is the first pod here. Is that right?
I think.
Wow.
Have we ever recorded Leadership Lean in my house?
I don't think so.
We've gone to Henry Cloud's house.
That was an experience.
Did we put that episode out?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, great.
Yep.
We went to Robert Morris's office,
mm-hmm.
right? That was leadership meeting?
Yep.
This is the third podcast that's ever traveled for leadership meeting?
Well, we've had pastors gathering.
Oh, pastors gathering.
Conference.
I just did one in Miami.
Miami.
VooCon.
Yep.
That's it? So five or six?
Yeah,
around
there.
And
this is the first time in my house?
Yeah.
I tell you what, it's a lot better than the office. But guys, you can't trust a word I say today. Like, I'm barely here. I'm so low energy right now. Are you kidding me? This is the most melancholy episode you're ever going to experience. I'm going to get philosophical today.
Ooh.
I'm going to go deep. I'm going to break stuff down, man. I'm going to talk like a poet. Listen to this voice. Like, what am I, a smoker? All of a sudden, from one pod to the next, now I've got cigarettes?
Suddenly.
No, you sound like, I'll tell you exactly who you sound like.
That everything rises and falls on leadership.
Wow.
What happened?
Did you hear it?
No.
What?
That everything rises and falls on leadership.
Oh, that's it. That's what I'm channeling.
That's you right there.
I'm channeling my John Mack. It's because of vocal cord usage.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm comforted. Okay, let's start the pod. Oh, welcome everybody to another episode of Leadership Lean In. I'm just kidding. I feel fantastic. You know, I'm just kind of getting into my John Maxwell stage of life. I'm just kind of talking like this. I'm just getting into
no
my...
No way.
Oh my gosh.
Is that pretty good?
That was good.
I thought it was the...
Wait, now we all have to do it, Nate.
I want to tell you, everything rises and falls on leadership.
Okay, Nate, try.
Everything rises and falls on leadership.
Everything rises and falls on leadership.
Leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less.
This is so crazy.
I wish I had all of his country club memberships to go with it. Anyways, okay. Guys, welcome to my house.
Yeah, this
Thank
is cool.
You.
Mi casa es su casa.
So fun.
This is fantastic. I feel very at home.
I love the redecoration. I haven't been here since the pink. Maybe I have.
You have been here.
Okay,
stop.
Okay, maybe yeah, come I on. Have.
But do you get it? Mi casa es su casa. I feel at home.
Literally, yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm coming home. Anyways, thank you everybody for listening to what we call around here LLI.
That's right.
We do.
A lot of merch. Leadership, lean in, pick up your merch. By the way, are you subscribed to our emails? We put out an email every week pretty much summarizing this pod, and make sure you get it in written format as well. Okay. We're going to jump right in to today's subject. Today, I want to talk about attack mode.
Mm.
Okay.
I want to talk about living on the offensive, not the defensive.
I love this.
I think that life is about creating, you know, building, going after things. And I don't think that you should be reactive. I think leadership is about being proactive,
mm-hmm.
making a plan, having an ability to go like, I'm going to attack what's in front of me. I'm going to attack my to-do list.
Right.
I'm going to attack the plan, the game plan, the strategy. But you know what? I got to attack to make the game plan, the strategy. I think life is about being, we talk about this a lot on the pod, being deliberate and not default. And just getting that place where it's like, I don't know what you got going this summer, but like one of my favorite proverbs is about the ant. And there's a whole message about the ant. The ant is like when everybody else is at the beach and everybody else is at the pool, the ant's working and getting ready and preparing and attacking.
I love it.
Love it.
And I want to talk about attack mode because I want to get you into that mindset. Maybe a little bit of that Mamba mentality. Come on. Let's get into attack mode. And let's really believe that I can only in leadership control the controllables. Mm. This is my favorite part about leadership. I only control two things, my input and my attitude, my work ethic and the attitude in which I work. So I'm going to control that. And because nobody else is working for me, nobody else is coming. It's me. It's not me against the world. It's me working with creativity, working with a great team, working with what's in my hand. And I just want to get you in that offensive mindset going into the summer. Come on. I mean, why does my voice sound like this? We had people here, a bunch of people here last night. Julie and I stayed up late talking and kind of debriefing. And we got up early this morning. And you know what? But we're going after things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're making stuff happen. I think that it's this whole thought I've been talking about money. I lead a connect group for our church called School of Generosity. And this is great truth that I've been trying to teach out of Deuteronomy 8:18. Remember the Lord your God, creator. He gives you the power to get wealth. He, God, gives you, listener, the power to get wealth. Well, let's put the emphasis on the word power. Because it doesn't say he gives you money or gives you wealth. Right. He gives you the power for attack mode. He gives you the power to build and to gain and to give and to love and to lead. And so all that power comes from above. So let's get into attack mode. So a few things here from what I call my house. You know what? Have you ever gotten on our Wi-Fi here?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know the name of my Wi-Fi?
I can't remember.
I just saw it.
Okay. Well, let's break it down.
I can check on my phone maybe.
Something about Casa?
Casa?
Oh, yeah, mi casa.
No.
Right? No?
No, mi casa. I would never do that.
Oh. Wait, where's my settings? There it is.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, Casa de la Raza.
Casa de la Raza.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
I'm not even going to tell you. I don't know. What's Raza? Casa de la Raza. I don't even know.
Should I Google it?
Yeah, Google Casa de la Raza.
Okay.
I don't know what it means.
Hopefully it's not anything scandalous.
Yeah, no, no, no. De la Raza. It's a famous saying, Casa de la Raza. House of the party, house of the of life. De la Raza. R-A-Z-A.
Well, it's a place in Santa Barbara.
No, come on. Come on.
Just ask Siri.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Hey Siri, what does Casa de la Raza mean in English?
Come on, Siri.
She went away.
She went away. Okay. Well, you work on that while I jump in here to content. Attack mode. Here's where I want you to attack. I want you to attack your house first. Most people that are driven attack their projects and attack the business and neglect their house.
That's right.
But I think failure at home is failure, period. And so I want you to attack first. Let's get your house in order. This is something that, you know, is a big deal to leadership. Like, I remember a number of years ago, Mayor Rudy Giuliani, when he really turned New York around, and what a prolific job he did. And I think he was on the cover of Time magazine, and at the time, like, he was heralded as one of the best mayors ever, and the crime rate when he took over is insane. And I remember reading an article when he got a divorce, and the writer was basically saying, like, he had all this great success in the city and heralded at the time, you know, this is way before he went on to become who he is today. And I remember the journalist writing basically, like, he had all this success in the city and he had failure at home. And I remember that line, failure, you know, at home is true failure.
That's right.
And I think sometimes in leadership we can get so driven and focused on projects and building and going after our goals that we neglect the house. And I want to tell you that your strength comes from your home. If your home is weak, you are weak. Mm. But if your home is strong, you are strong. And so why don't we channel some of that attack mode to the place that matters the most?
That's right.
And that is to your house, which if you have kids, is to your children. If you're married, it's to your spouse. If you're single, it's to getting your bills in order and getting your life in order and your home and your head. And everything about, I just think leadership to me is so in order. Mm-hmm. You never need to lead out of order. So you never put the business or the company or the church or whatever you lead in front of your house. Mm. Your house comes first. Everything starts at home. Winning and success starts at home. And guess what? That requires a lot of attention.
So good.
And it requires a lot of energy and a lot of discipline and a lot of details and a lot of no's. I want to remind you, leader, your no is more powerful than your yes. And if you keep saying yes to everything, you're going to deplete yourself and burn out. But you've got to have the ability to say no. Nope, I'm saying no to this event and this party and this invite and this. Not every opportunity is a great opportunity. Just because if it's a good opportunity doesn't mean it's great. Then you've got to discipline yourself to go, nope, I've already made up my mind what my essentials are. I've already made up my mind what my priorities are. Get your priorities in order. When your priorities are out of whack, your whole life is out of whack. And so attack first at home. And there's been seasons of my life where I've had to really come to grips of going like, whoa, the scales are imbalanced here. I say I value one thing, but my time and energy clearly does not value
That's
it.
That's right.
Wow.
It's like exercise. People say, I value exercise. I'm sorry, what? You said what? Yeah, I value rest. You sound like a frog, and you sound like John Maxwell's voice right now. You don't value rest. Wow. You know, it's like you've got to always close the gap between what you say you value and your lifestyle.
So good.
Closing that gap between who you proclaim to be and who you really are. And so I think attack mode to me is about first starting at home and saying, I'm not willing. Let's just say for me, if leadership leaning goes away, or let's say for me, if I stop writing books, or if I stop traveling, or the worst part bit for me would be if I don't get to lead Zoe, but my house was winning. I'd still be winning.
Yeah, then you're winning.
I'm winning.
That's right.
Wait, my kids love me. My wife loves me and respects me. The value in life is the people that know me the most. People that know me the best respect me the most. Mm. Most people got it backwards, and they're trying to win with people that will never meet you.
Wow.
I did this podcast yesterday with a lady, her name on Instagram, it's Emily, the It Factor, and she's going off like, you're this and you're that and your wife and your marriage. That's so kind. I've never met her. It means a lot that she is speaking so glowingly and kindly to me. But to be honest, what she says does not matter as close to what my wife says.
Yeah. That's right.
Because it's the people that know me the best have to respect me the most. Mm-hmm. So are you winning at home?
Yeah.
Are you big in your house? Because if I'm big in London or big in New York or big in Miami and I'm not big in my own home, I've lost.
That's right.
And so you got to get your priorities in order and attack there. What does attack mode look over around the corner is our summer bucket list. Mm-hmm. We're attacking our summer.
I love that so much.
You know, we're creating memories. By the way, don't spend money on things. Spend money on memories.
Right.
Yeah.
Spend your time and your energy on making memories together that will never be taken away. Mm-hmm. Shoes are going to come and go. Watches are going to come and go. Cars are going to come and go. Memories will last forever.
That's right.
Invest into your family. Invest into your home.
Okay, guys. AG1, I'm feeling energized. I'm no crash, no burnout. I got a big boost in my energy. I don't need as much coffee. And you know I love coffee. You know that about me. I've seen major changes in my skin and my hair. And I know I got a hat on, but you can clearly tell that the skin and hair is off the charts right now. It's boosted my focus, the mental clarity. I'm not just reading this from my phone. This is real stuff here. Stress doesn't even bother me as much. I'm not even aging as much. AG1 is off of the charts. And I'm here to let you know you can replenish your micronutrients if you'd like. If you want to get on that level, you know, you got to make decisions in life. I understand you got a lot of decisions, but if I were you, I would check out, try AG1 and get one free year of vitamin D and five free AG1 travel packets with your purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/LLI and get yours today.
Number two, attack the work, not the worker.
Hello. Ooh.
To me, what happens is if we don't attack the work, we start to attack the worker. And we get after ourselves or we get after our coworkers. And we start to go like, man, you know, what's going on here? And why didn't I do this? And da-da-da. And we got to get out of things being personal and yes. get into the details of work. Yeah. So when I say attack mode, I'm not attacking me. In fact, I'm the kindest to me. I'm the most forgiving to me because I know the law and the principle here is if how I treat me is how I treat others. Mm. If I don't forgive me, I will never forgive others. If I don't love me, I'll never love others. So how I treat me determines how I treat April. So I just got to be really good to me.
Yep.
So I attack the work. I seldom, if rarely, attack myself. Mm. So even if I don't do that good or even if I don't, you know, to be honest, it's like, let's say for me, you know, I preach. And let's say I travel and I preach at a church or, you know, I get into a service, I preach. It doesn't go that good. Do you think I'm ever mean to myself? Oh, man, you didn't do that good.
Were you always like that, though, or did you have to train yourself to do that?
No, I as God is my witness, I've always been that way.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've always been that way because I think I attack work, which is the study, the preparation, the prayer, the diligence of the craft.
Do you think that was like your parents though? Like I feel the same way. I think I'm a narcissist a little bit. So like it's, you know, I'm an eight on the
Enneagram, what right? button do we hit for that?
I know. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll clip this and add that.
Yeah.
I'm a little narcissist.
Yeah.
It's good.
But I you know, in all honesty, Chad, I don't think that that's normal for the everyday leader. I think they do attack themselves. Like, so how do you get, you just try to reframe that? You remind affirmations like.
You know, I think this is true for most people. I totally agree with that. And I think the problem is that most people live in their head and most people leave parties and or conversations and they rehearse in their head the dumb thing they said rather than the eight positive things they said. And the brain wants to dwell on negative. Remember, the brain keeps no record of success. It only keeps record of failure. Your brain and my brain only keep record. So it's hard for me to remember my successes. One big value I've had late, maybe I've talked about this on the pod, I don't know, Leaner Nation, you can tell me. One thing I'm really big on right now is integrating successes into our lives. Have I talked about this?
Yeah.
This is a big value. And I think that we need to internalize success. I think you have more wins than you realize.
Yeah.
And because we don't integrate very well, we dwell on failure. Mm. I failed at home. I failed in my marriage. I failed this friend. I failed. And it's like, I don't know where or how or why I'm very grateful to God. I've always believed I'm going to get up and attack today. And I'm not going to worry about tomorrow. And the past is the past. And I've made a gajillion mistakes. I have failed more times than I can count. I have messed up. I was just thinking recently, most of the big failures I've had in the last even few years, I can go back to where I was. I failed people in terms of not transitioning them well and soft or kind enough when I remove power or remove proximity or remove position. And so I can go back and I can recount those, but I don't dwell on that. And I don't attack myself because what I do believe is that to the best of our ability, we're all trying to lead our lives really well. And you're not going to get it right every time.
That's right.
And in hindsight, there's 20/20/20 vision. Mm. But in the moment, we're trying to see clear.
That's right.
Trying to do our best. You cannot attack yourself. You can only attack your work.
So good.
And so get up and work. Get up and do your best. To me, it's about laying your head down on the pillow of going like, I gave today everything I got. Mm-hmm. I gave today every ounce of what I have.
That's it.
And there's few days that I don't. Like I get up and I go.
Yep.
And I'm going. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to work. I'm trying to make stuff happen. And I'm emailing. And I'm emailing back. And I'm proactive. And I'm a little bit reactive to things. And I got my go. And I'm gonna try my best today. And tomorrow I'm gonna do the same.
Yep.
And all I can do is control my input and my attitude. And will I get it right every time? Absolutely not. And I can apologize where I need to apologize and repent where I need to repent and make things right where I need to make right. But I'm not going to beat myself up over it.
So good.
Get out of here.
Yep.
I think so many people are just like living in a world of regrets. Like it's time to move forward. Here's the third thing. Make a plan. Make a plan. Make a plan. What's the plan? How are we going to fix it? When you get to attack mode, it's like most people get inspiration. Like, I'm so inspired. Great.
Yeah.
What are we going to do? Make right. a plan.
Yeah.
You know, I think planning is... There's two big issues for most leaders. The first one is focus, and the second one is planning. Hmm. And if you can fix your focus, and if you can start making good plans, you'll win. But yeah. most of us are too distracted and too naive to think you can live off inspiration. Inspiration wears off.
Yeah, it's...
yeah. I heard someone say, inspiration is rocket fuel. It shoots you up quick, but it runs out super fast.
That's good.
But the most diligent leaders live off diesel. They just keep on going.
That's it. That's exactly right.
That's great.
So it's like we work in church, right? Sundays is inspiration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I sat right there at that counter right there this morning, and I read my Bible. Because I'm not living off Sunday. Sunday was a long time ago.
Right.
Yep.
What's today? Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
That's a long time ago. I'm not living. I can't live off that injection.
Yeah.
No.
I got new, fresh injection today.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Last one, number four. Get out of the procrastination cycle. Most people procrastinate, and here's the cycle. You go from feeling guilty to panic to making excuses. Whoa. So you procrastinate, and then watch the cycle. It perpetuates. I feel guilty. I've been putting it off, and I should have done this, and I should have emailed, and I should have called, and I've been procrastinating. I was supposed to get this done, and I haven't been attacking, and I haven't in this to-do list. I haven't checked off the box, so I'm feeling guilty, and I'm feeling guilty. Name a good leader that operates under guilt. I don't know one. So I'm feeling guilty. I'm feeling guilty. Now you keep on going in that. Now I'm panicking. Mm. You ever been around a panicking leader? Panicking leader's like, by the way, your failure plan doesn't equate my emergency. I don't have an emergency because you have an emergency. You didn't plan.
That's right.
So now you're in panic mode, and that is not going to work for anybody. Because remember, just as people follow the confident leader, not the competent leader, people follow the peaceful leader, not the panicking leader.
That's right.
So you got to lead out of peace. I'm carrying peace. Mm-hmm. I got levity. I got laughter. I've got peace. Why? Because I'm constantly getting things done.
Right.
So that creates confidence. So you watch panicking. So I feel guilty, guilt, shame, panic now. Okay, now you got panic. And the last one is now I'm living a world of excuses.
Mm.
And excuses is the blame game. It's because this and they and this. Hey, you know what? Let me say this as kind as possible. Stop talking. Your actions are speaking so loud, I cannot hear a word you're saying.
Yikes.
You're a procrastinator. We have to shift you from procrastination to attack mode. Today is the perfect day for you to get it done. Are you waiting for some special invite? Are you waiting for perfect weather? Are you waiting for some magic moment? There is no magic pill. There is no magic moment. There is no magic relationship. It's about doing the work.
Mm-hmm.
And Nick Saban gets up and does the work. That's just the bottom line.
You all may be taking the week off, but I'm not.
I'm just telling you. Bill Belichick does the work.
Yes.
Kobe Bryant does the work.
Popovich.
LeBron James, say what you want, does the work. And so are you doing the work? Mm. Attack. Kill. hold on, I say this kindly, or you're going to get killed.
Yep.
That's right.
Because I went by the house of the slugger, and there's all kinds of weeds and all kinds of issues, and that man's so lazy, he can't even take his hand and lift the food into his mouth because it's laziness. It's procrastination. So now you got a guilty leader that's feeling panicky that just is making excuses. No, 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 no. Stop the train. I wish I could sing like John Mayer. We need a John Mayer hit.
That's next. We'll
stop the train. I want to get off and go home again. No, we got to get off the train.
That's so good.
And attack. Attack mode. So I don't need inspiration today. I got enough inspiration. I got to get up and make a to-do list and get her done. We love you.
My name's Preston Sprinkle, and I host the Theology in the Raw podcast. Theology in Raw aims to help believers to think Christianly about theological and cultural issues by engaging in curious conversations with a diverse range of thoughtful people. I have conversations with a wide range of different guests who come from different perspectives, and no topic is off limits. Sexuality, abortion, politics, LGBTQ, warfare, violence, marijuana, immigration, you name it. If you have a theological or cultural issue that you have been wrestling with over 1,100 episodes, we've probably talked about it on Theology in the Raw. Along with conversations with various people, I also address questions sent in from my audience every month. And occasionally, I will talk about some of my latest research projects that I'm currently working on. Theology in the Raw is not for everyone. It is uncut, uncensored, and I don't give trigger warnings. So check out Theology in the Raw through your favorite podcast app.
Do you ever feel like you want to know more about the Bible, but that it's kind of hard to understand? Do you want to share your faith with your friends, but have a hard time figuring out how to do that? Do you want to learn how to connect the Bible to your real life? Well, then this is the show for you. My name is Rachel, and I'm your host. I've been a children's pastor for a long time, and one of my favorite things is helping kids learn how to understand the Bible. I think that sometimes people think that the Bible is just for adults, but God actually really wants kids to know about Him. So on this podcast, we're going to learn all about God's big story and how He shows Himself to us through the Bible. As we learn together what the stories in the Bible mean, we can learn how to live out our faith in our everyday life. Don't forget to subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode.